Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.
University of Auckland Professor of Experimental Economics Ananish Chaudhuri is calling for Aotearoa to adapt an independent body for economic policy fact-checking. He wants us to model after the United States Congressional Budget Office in order to improve accessibility to understanding policy and hold parties to a higher standard of economic accuracy. I spoke to Ananish about his ideas and what more needs to be done to improve the reliability of budgeting policy. Could you explain a little bit how the United States Congressional Budget Office economic policy scoring system works?
So the Congressional Budget Office was set up by the U.S. Congress, and it essentially undertakes analysis of any proposals that may be put forward by Congress. So the distinction is that the CBO is not part of the government. So the government has its own advisory body called the Office of Management and Budget. So think of this as New Zealand has the Treasury. So when the government proposes something, they can ask the Treasury to undertake a cost estimate of how much that may cost, what the pros, cons are, what the fallouts may be. But New Zealand doesn't really have anything that's comparable to the CBO. The CBO is not part of the government. Anyone can ask the CBO for a cost estimate. But at the same time, they also, if you want an estimate, you can simply ask requests and they can do a preliminary analysis for you and say, okay, you know, here are some things, and then sometimes there are multiple stages. So the CBO is not part of the executive. The CBO is completely nonpartisan, and its main only role is to essentially kind of provide estimates of what certain policies may cost. For instance, if you remove 15% GST, what the impact would be, right? Or if you want to build cycleway across the Harbour Bridge, what are the benefits and the costs?
So when we compare ourselves to electoral systems and party policy abroad, are our parties falling behind in terms of budgeting transparency?
I don't know if it's a question of falling behind. What I was trying to suggest is that a lot of the policy making, so even with the Labour Party's policies, right, policies that are Labour Party policies and not the government policies, there seems to be a lot of trust us kind of attitude to this, right? For instance, if you take the Labour Party's GST, right, a lot of commentators have said that it won't make much difference. And in any case, even if you remove the tax, a lot of it will not accrue to the consumers, which is true. It depends on the kind of the relative demand and supply conditions, right? But we don't really have a good idea of what will happen. Right. And the question is, whose words do you take in some senses? Right. Because I'm sure, as you understand, parties can line up people on both sides. You know, you have many people who are supposedly economists, including myself. But again, I don't necessarily know all the ins and outs of everything. Right. So I think at some level, having an independent body that can look at this and say, OK, yes, these numbers stack up, these numbers don't. I think it's useful. Now, at the same time, you could also say, well, does that not add to this general government bloat? We have so many offices. Why do we need yet another one? And I don't know. But at the very least, it seems to me that the parties could simply say that, look, we hired such and such person to undertake this analysis. This is what they've come up with. And you could also say, well, you know, there's a lower bound on this. There's an upper bound on this. You know, if you get this wrong, and the worst case is this. And that doesn't seem to be happening across a range of policies here. You know, in the absence of that, we end up in this kind of partisan bickering. You know, if I support a particular party, I say, oh, their plans are great. If I don't, then I say it's not, etc. Now, this is probably true of many issues or many countries, but I'm saying that we could probably do a little better than simply saying, oh, okay, here are the numbers, you know, take it from us, we are correct.
Do we currently have any regulations in place for parties or government to undergo any sort of independent review, or is there currently nothing in place?
No, we have nothing in place. Really, right now, it's all sort of, you know, up in the air, and you expect. So I was on Radio New Zealand, and one gentleman said something that makes some sense. He said that, well, you know, people are arguing over this, so essentially, you're kind of throwing this out to the, let's say, the marketplace of ideas, right? But the problem with the marketplace of ideas kind of thing is that not everybody engages with everything. And second of all, we don't necessarily know some of the numbers, right? For instance, if the National Party says we'll have a foreign buyer's tax, and here's what will happen, I don't know where the numbers are coming from, right? So somebody will have to sit down and say, okay, yes, here are the numbers. This is where the numbers came from. At the lower bound, this might happen. If they really succeed, that might happen. So you need things of what to call confidence intervals, right? So, and what happens if you end up at the lower bound? What's the worst case scenario? What's the best case scenario, right? So that's what the CBO does in some sense. So it tells you that, you know, here's the best case scenario, here's the worst case scenario. And the other issue is that these things are not static, right? So if you have a tax on something, people will respond in some ways. So you also need to worry about those spillover effects. So what happens when we take those spillover effects into account? Will the benefits still be as large, or will they be significantly attenuated and things along those lines? So you really need someone, at least a group of people with solid credentials to kind of say, okay, yes, no, this kind of stacks up. Or no, this doesn't seem to stack up at all. And then we don't have to argue with each other with faulty numbers or our own biases. You can say, okay, no, a non-partisan group looked at this. They have kind of told us what the best case scenario is, what the worst case scenario is. And, you know, okay, I'll trust it, right? And the press also reporting these numbers, they don't have to pick their own preferred experts. They can simply go to this group and say, okay, can you please explain to this how you did this?
So implementing some kind of independent body such as this, would that fall as a responsibility under the Electoral Commission or the government itself? And how do we ensure that it is completely free of bias?
So this will have to be Election Commission. This will have to be an act of Parliament to set up a statutory body, which will be a crown entity. How do we make sure it's free of bias is a more difficult question. But as long as you have very strong conflicts of interest rules, etc., you know, transparency, it's probably possible. Now, I'm sure you also understand that it's not, you know, getting rid of some of these biases is not easy. Every government might try and fill bodies like this with their own preferred. But it's clearly possible. As I said, the Congressional Budget Office seems to do this. They declare everything that they do. And if you look at the reports, you will see that every report will have the author's statement, who did the work, who reviewed that work, things along those lines. I mean, you know this, right? So when we write papers in academia, for instance, when we have sent papers to join, they're always anonymously peer-reviewed. So having some kind of peer review is not impossible, right? And we are a small enough country that this probably isn't hugely expensive or prohibitive. Now, I may be wrong. I will be wrong. Once again, you would need to understand a lot of kind of parliamentary nitty-gritty to understand what the pros and cons are. But what I'm saying is this thing that we have now, where people just kind of say things and they say, oh, this is correct or this is not correct, it just seems unsatisfactory to me.
That was Ananash Chaudhuri, Professor of Experimental Economics at the University of Auckland, speaking to me about implementing an independent body for economic policy review, modelled after the US Budget Office.